Explore the symbols of Israel's culture and history. Over the years, a common question around the Jewish culture is whether there's any agreed Jewish symbol in Israel. In light of this, several symbols have sprung up and proven to be Israel national symbols. While some have existed since the country's inception, others are more modern. Have you been curious about the significance of symbols such as the menorah and the Star of David? Look no further, because this article is here to educate you on significant symbols of Israel, origin, and importance. Let's go. What is the true symbol of Israel? The true symbol of Israel is the Star of David. Numerous Jewish gravestones include this inscription, and it serves as the Israeli flag's primary emblem. Don't be surprised if you also hear people call this Magen David. They're right. That's the ancient name for this symbol. The Talmud cites Magen David, also known as King David's shield, as guarding King David and his offspring, the Messiah. According to legend, King David's shield was built differently than his rivals, resulting in its excellent durability. The emblem became well known as a deterrent to evil spirits thanks to Kabbalists. The Star of David was first adopted as an official symbol by the Jewish community of Prague. Beginning in the 17th century, the six-pointed star spread to other Jewish communities. It came to be seen as a universal symbol of Judaism. However, it is not based on any biblical or Talmudic texts. What are the five main symbols of Judaism? Numerous Jewish symbols have their origins in traditional beliefs and activities. Many stems from the 12 tribes of Israel symbols. Below are some things you should know. 1. Star of David. This is the symbol of the Jews, often known as the Magen David or the Shield of David. You might be shocked that the Star of David's symbolic meaning in Judaism only started in the 17th century. Although there is no explanation for why only this emblem was selected, the Shield of King David was seen as lucky across the Middle East and North Africa. To see our entire collection of Star of David jewelry. 2. The Mezuzah. This ceremonial symbol is a decorative and protective casing that houses an inside handwritten scroll. The sections from Deuteronomy 6:4-9 and 11:13-21 that mention this sacred object in the Torah are inscribed in Hebrew on the scroll. This goes together with a corresponding passage from the same section of the text. The name of God is also marked on one side. The mezuzah should be positioned on the upper third of the right side of the doorpost, slightly angled inward. Inside doors in many Jewish households will also have scrolls attached, except those that lead to private areas like bathrooms. To view our entire collection of mezuzah cases. For our entire collection of mezuzah jewelry. 3. The menorah. The menorah symbol is the customary representation of Jews. When hearing the word, many people immediately picture the menorah used for Hanukkah. In reality, the menorah is a particular kind of candelabra called a Hanukkiah. It has 9 candles. A 7-branched candelabra is a more typical representation of the menorah in Jewish symbolism unrelated to the celebration. The Hebrew word menorah means light, and it can apply to a candelabra with any quantity of candles. Still, the typical menorah has 7 candles because Judaism attaches particular significance to the number 7. To see our entire collection of Hanukkah menorahs. 4. The Torah. The iconic Torah is a scroll, yet it can also be found in books, among other significant Jewish writings. The 5 Moses written books that make up the Torah are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. A scribe known as a sofer is a specialist who writes by hand each Torah scroll. The Torah is read during Shabbat services each week. When this is done, the chapter that pertains to that particular week is unrolled. The Torah is stored in a cabinet called the Ark, located at the front of the synagogue sanctuary, and is covered in fabric and elaborate metalwork the rest of the time. The fundamental documentation of Jews' interactions with God and the resulting covenant is found in this holy scroll. So, when reading the Torah, a unique metal pointer called the Yad is employed. To see our entire collection of kosher Torah scroll. 5. The Tree of Life. The Tree of Life is a symbol with various connotations as a Jewish emblem. The symbolism of the Tree of Life is most frequently connected to the Torah. The Sfirot of Kabbalah, a Jewish mystical tradition, can sometimes be referred to as the Tree of Life. The 10 Sfirot, which are depicted in a diagram with all 10 in a tree-like shape, are characteristics of God's presence in the world according to Kabbalah. This Tree of Life symbolizes the relationship between God and humans. For our entire collection of products designed with Tree of Life, what is Jerusalem a symbol of? Jerusalem is essential to Jews as a theological idea that stands the test of time and is a central physical location in both past and current Jewish history. Drawing on its primary meaning of City of Peace, Jerusalem has also acquired a redeeming symbolism over the years, with the hope that it will one day serve as the capital of a world at peace with itself and a sanctuary of concord for all peoples. What is Israel famous for? Below are some of Israel's most outstanding accomplishments. 1. A country of immigrants. Following its 1948 Declaration of Independence, the nation saw its population nearly double rapidly. This led to a remarkable blending of hundreds of different backgrounds, resulting in a culture that can only be defined as Israeli. Today, Israel is one of the world's most distinctive nations due to its diversity of ethnicities, subcultures, and histories. 2. The Hebrew language. Hebrew language. One of Israel's most notable characteristics is that it is the only nation in the world where regular transactions are carried out almost entirely in Hebrew. This is no small accomplishment, given that most Israelis in the early years didn't speak any Hebrew before settling in the nation. Olpanim, or specialized fast-track language schools, were created primarily to address this issue. 3. Numerous beaches, sand, and sunshine. Israel has a vast diversity to provide amidst being so small. The Negev is a sizable desert in the south known for its heat and beauty. The country also has some of the most beautiful Mediterranean beaches, such as those in Haifa, Tel Aviv, and even Ashkelon. The Galilee, with its dense woods and jagged mountain ranges, completes the scene toward the north. The wintertime snowfall in Israeli cities is abundant since the environment is so moderate. 4. A home for several faiths. Many global faiths declare the spit of land their holy location, and Israel is well known for being the home to a dizzying array of them. Jerusalem is the place where that is most visible. Conventional Jews pray at the Western Wall, 5 minutes from the Al-Aqsa Mosque, one of Islam's holiest sites. Christians also travel to Jerusalem to visit the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which is purported to be the location of Jesus' execution and subsequent resurrection. What flower represents Israel? The flower that represents Israel is the cyclamen. Cyclamen persicum is a Middle Eastern native that grows in Palestine, Syria, Israel, Greece, Turkey, Tunisia, and even on Mediterranean islands like Rhodes, Cyprus, and Sicily. It emerged as Israel's renowned and official flower owing to its hard plant, fragrant blossoms, homey aesthetic, and historical use in herbal treatment. What is the national fruit of Israel? The prickly pear, known as sabra, is Israel's national fruit. Native Israelis use the sabra to represent their country's character, which they depict as being sweet on the inside but rough and prickly on the outside. Peeling the sabra and consuming the soft, charming interior is the traditional method of consumption. Additionally, it is used in many other delicacies. What is the Hebrew symbol for God? The tetragrammaton, a Greek word that means four letters, is the name of God. It comprises the four Hebrew characters Yud, He, Vav, and He. The Temple of Ostraca contains one of this name's earliest known occurrences. The Hebrews used this form of Hebrew script, known as Paleo-Hebrew, from roughly 1000 BC through the 1st century AD. What is the oldest symbol in Judaism? The menorah was formerly located in the Holy Temple of Jerusalem. It is the oldest symbol in Judaism and the oldest continuously used religious symbol in Western culture. For three millennia, Jews, Samaritans, Christians, and Freemasons have all found inspiration and wonder in the seven-branched candelabrum. According to experts, This popular Jerusalem symbol may be traced from Moses' lost relics and the two Israelite temples through its most well-known representations from antiquity and the Middle Ages and to its full use as a national emblem in modern times. Conclusion. Now that you know about the different symbols of Israel, their origins, and importance, which one is your favorite? The Jewish culture has a long and complicated history, but understanding some of their key symbols can help give you a better appreciation for this significant religion.